right now.
It's ridiculous.
On KSL Plus.
It's definitely changed. Okay, how much am I going to drive?
The only normal thing at the pump seems to be...
I don't know how people can afford it.
...that the numbers keep going up.
And that definitely played a massive role in what type of car we're going to get.
It is not fun. I mean, gas prices are crazy. That's where most of my cost is right now.
I'm Matt Rascone, and this week, my conversation with Professor Thomas Holst, a former commodities trader in Russia, Germany, and Romania, and the senior energy analyst at the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute.
Anytime you talk about energy commodity prices, there are fundamentals that will drive those commodity prices, and then there are headlines that could drive those prices.
We explore what and who are behind the soaring prices, and what can be done to slow the increase, who those prices are impacting the most. After a week of daily increases, there's still no getting used to what we've come to expect.
Well, I used to make money.
Each day, the numbers at the pump go up.
When I pay gas, like $5.30, you know, for a gallon.
The likelihood of Josef Johannes staying behind the wheel of his own truck...
That's not worth it at all.
...goes down.
Otherwise, you know, I'm going to leave as a truck driver. You know, I can find another job because I cannot afford it. I cannot work for free.
This is Utah's largest wholesale florist, a company with 55 employees and 25 delivery trucks. Delivering to flower shops all across Utah and into Idaho and Wyoming. Every month they use between 5,000 to 6,000 gallons of gas. With a gas hike of $1 a gallon, that's an extra $6,000 in just 1 month.
$5,000, $6,000 a month. I mean, you add that up quick, and that's just our cost. When you add up all the other airline increases and trucking costs, it's substantial.
This is my full-time job.
Filling up to get to work is one thing.
And I love my job.
But when you have to fill up to keep working...
I love my customers.
There's no room for an empty tank.
It's crazy. It's just like every day I go to the gas pump and it's up, up.
Through ups and downs, Karen Mathis has stayed behind the wheel as an Uber driver for 5 years.
Yeah, it started out good.
And is even working on launching her own driving business.
I would pay about $50 a day in gas.
But with the recent jump at the pump...
Now I'm paying $100.
Mathis and other rideshare drivers are left wondering whether they can fill up to pick up.
It's not worth it sometimes. It's not.
I can't do anything. Maybe I got to lose my job.
Wow.
Yeah, this is so hard for me.
We hope to continue, but if the prices continue to go up on gas, you will see less drivers. That's for sure.
What do you make of the current situation with gas prices? Why are we seeing this jump?
Yeah, the dynamics of Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine are at the heart of this issue that has international effects. Regular grade motor gasoline prices in Utah now average $4.80 per gallon. That's up from $3.80 per gallon when the Ukraine invasion began on February 24th. That's roughly a 25% increase. We are now in day 103 of the Ukraine invasion, and it looks like this war will not end in the near future. And so what is the impact of this Ukraine war on energy prices, in the United States and Europe. And the reaction to this unprovoked war was that the US and EU member countries now ban imports of Russian crude oil.
The United States produces far more oil domestically than all the European countries combined. In fact, we're a net exporter of energy. So we can take this step when others cannot.
The objective of this import ban is to reduce cash flow to Russia that funds, that would fund Russia's Ukraine invasion. Finally, bringing it home, how does this Ukraine war affect motor gasoline prices in Utah? Over 50% of the price of motor gasoline is linked to the price of crude purchased by refineries, and crude oil prices have jumped up during this period. On day one of the Ukraine invasion, crude oil was $102 per barrel. On day 103, crude oil price is $119 per barrel, and that's a 16% increase.
Nearly double what it was last August. AAA says that cost, combined with tight supply and growing demand, is leading to even higher gas prices.
There are a lot of people out there that are making life-changing choices, right? Do I buy that gallon of gas? Do I buy this bag of groceries?
Of course, gas prices have been going up. We're going up even before that. If we go back, I guess, before the Ukraine invasion, what factors were at play, and are those still sort of contributing to what we're seeing today?
Yes, I think part of the question is the United States doing enough to ramp up its production of crude oil? And how does the U.S. compare to, say, Russia or to Saudi Arabia? And the answer is the U.S. is the largest producer of crude oil. U.S. In 2021 produced 12 million barrels per day. Russia produced roughly 11, and Saudi Arabia 9.5.
Everyone is seeing the impact. For 9 days now, we have seen the national average of our gas prices above the highest ever levels. If that doesn't get folks' attention, I'm not quite sure what will.
The current administration, President Biden, they do play a role in how much we pay for gas, is what I'm hearing. And the reason I mention that is because I can't post anything online about gas prices without someone commenting that it's President Biden's fault.
I would say the following. The president does have a lot of sway regarding the energy program. I would say that most people in the oil patch have focused on President Biden's talk of an energy transition. And by energy transmission, I mean moving from high carbon energy sources such as coal, crude oil, to lower carbon energy sources such as natural gas or renewable energy. And I think much of the criticism of the current presidential administration has been based on that policy statement that was made at the beginning of President Biden's administration. That said, the U.S. has benefited from technological advances in the oil field to ramp up its production of crude oil. However, when a war starts, then all bets are off. And there are some dislocations that happened. The last time we saw this was probably in the Gulf War. And so, what can the U.S. do to keep energy prices from increasing.
Gas prices are expected to have a huge impact on state agency budgets. The difference could mean hundreds of thousands of dollars overall for the state fleet vehicles.
President Biden has authorized release of emergency crude oil reserves, and 1 million barrels per day of crude oil will replace these banned Russian energy imports. In total, 180 million barrels of crude oil will release from four strategic petroleum reserve locations in the U.S. Gulf Coast over a period of 6 months. Once again, the theory is by replacing crude oil volumes with volumes from these emergency stockpiles, price increases should be moderated. But we recognize that the amount of crude oil from emergency stockpiles is finite. And so what else can be done to keep the lid on energy prices? And let me just name a couple of initiatives that will be undertaken in the next little while. President Biden will visit the Saudi Arab Crown Prince in the next few weeks. I'm sure the topic of additional Saudi crude oil exports will be on the table. When the war broke out in late February, President Biden placed a call to both the Sauds and to the United Arab Emirates, and neither of those countries picked up the phone. So President Biden will make a state visit to the Sauds. Secondly, countries such as Iran and Venezuela may be sources of additional crude. And many people consider Iran and Venezuela as pariah states. To date, Iran's crude oil exports have been linked to discussion to curtail Iran's nuclear program. However, the U.S. and its allies may be willing to decouple crude oil exports from further discussions on Iran's nuclear program. And then finally, Venezuela. Venezuela has human rights issues, starting with the regime of Hugo Chavez, continuing to the regime of Nicolas Maduro. These issues have limited Venezuela's crude oil production. The reality is that Venezuela has the world's largest crude oil reserves. But there are now discussions that some of the Venezuelan crude oil may work its way to Europe. And just to emphasize, any additional crude oil that comes onto the marketplace will be good. It will put a cap, or it will act to buffer additional price increases. So I would say, to me, it appears that the current presidential administration is pulling all of the levers that it has in its power to bring and to put a cap on energy prices.
And the pain doesn't end there. Experts say gas prices are likely to climb up to $5 a gallon in the days and weeks ahead. A new report finds American households now spend what amounts to about $5,000 a year on gas. That's up from $2,800 just a year ago.
All right, so here's the good news, right? You can still save money at the pump, believe it or not. KSL investigator Matt Gephardt looked into the ways that we can fight these rising prices.
Five decades ago, when we had the 1973 OPEC oil embargo, the results were we reduced speed limits. There was a push to drive smaller cars to get better gas mileage. There was also a recommendation to turn the thermostat down 2 degrees. you save on energy.
Studies show that many folks think they are doing their car a little favor by putting in higher octane gas. Not true, according to the experts at the Utah Department of Agriculture who test the octane in Utah pumps. If your car does not need premium, all you're doing is burning up money.
In my experience, gas station branded credit cards are not worth it.
Gas station branded credit cards can save you money with every gallon, but they do not pay off as well as the credit cards that give you a percentage back, Ted Rossman of Bankrate says.
The cards that I do like are the ones that give 5% or so cash back.
Slow and steady wins the race.
And scientists have studied some of our driving habits to see exactly how they impact our fuel economy. Just slowing down from 80 to 70 miles per hour will save you more than 15% in fuel consumption. You can save as much as 40% by setting your cruise control rather than flooring it up to the guy in front of you, then slamming on the brakes. And even that cargo box on top of your car can drop your fuel economy by as much as 25%.
Today, we have much different measures that we can take to avoid the shock of high energy prices. One of them would be energy efficiency. The cheapest form of energy is the energy that we don't use. And so people who adopt Energy Star appliances can be guaranteed that they're saving energy. So far as transportation is concerned, many people have gone to electric vehicles, and the rate of adoption of electric vehicles in the Beehive State is larger than the national average. And so what I'm trying to say is there are things that we can do that are much different from what we could have done 5 decades ago.
How high are these prices when you factor in inflation compared to previous years, decades when we've really seen a jump in gas prices?
Let's see. I can only talk on crude oil prices, and I did inflation adjust those. After the Iran-Iraq revolution in 1981, crude oil hit $121. And during the subprime mortgage crisis, crude oil hit $170 per barrel. That was as recent as 2009. And when Russia invades Ukraine, I show $120, which is currently the price that crude oil stands at. So were there events in our past that on a price adjusted basis were worse than what we see today? Yes, the subprime mortgage crisis had bigger consequences for energy prices, as well as the Iran Revolution and the Iran-Iraq War in 1981. Anytime you talk about energy commodity prices, there are fundamentals that will drive those commodity prices, and then there are headlines that could drive those prices. And let me clarify what I mean. In peaceful times, commodity markets are driven by fundamentals, supply and demand.
Well, I think a lot of it is because inventories every week are getting smaller, and the market is growing more panicked over the fact that refineries are not able to keep up with demand.
In times of war, headlines drive the crisis.
At the time we're releasing this episode, the average price of a gallon of regular gas is more than $5, according to AAA, compared to $4.49 last month and $3.37 one year ago. And there's no clear timeline for when things will let up. That does it for us this week on KSL Plus. I'm Matt Rascone. We'll see you again next week.